Good morning. Good morning. It is June the 25th in the year of our Lord 2024. And guess what it is again, gang? It's Tuesday. Another opportunity for tacos and sowing for a great awakening. And can we bring those things together today? Sowing for a great awakening and tacos. That would make for a great day. Well, not before we begin with a prayer of consecration. Joining together, you and me and all of us, in the presence of the risen Lord Jesus Christ, bodily, physically ascended, bodily, physically present at the right hand of God today. Wake up, sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's entry is entitled The Eutychus Opportunity. I'm so excited about this one. Our text is Acts chapter 20, verses 7 through 12. Hear now the word of the Lord. On the first day of the week, we came together to break bread. Paul spoke to the people. And because he intended to leave the next day, he kept on talking until midnight. There were many lamps in the upstairs room where we were meeting. Seated in a window was a young man named Eutychus, who was sinking into a deep sleep as Paul talked on and on. When he was found asleep, he fell to the ground from the third story and was picked up dead. Paul went down, threw himself on the young man, and put his arms around him. "Don't be alarmed," he said. "He's alive." Then he went upstairs again and broke bread and ate. After talking until daylight, he left. The people took the young man home alive and were greatly comforted. The word of the Lord. Now consider this. It has been called the first recorded instance of youth ministry in the early church, and oh my, what an epic fail. I love the color commentary Luke gives us here. Paul spoke to the people, and because he intended to leave the next day, he kept on talking until midnight. And the poor kid, Eutychus, stayed with him as long as possible. It was way past bedtime. He fell asleep, deep sleep, drooling, sawing logs sleep. Actually, we might consider this the first warrant for some special and focused ministry with the young. Paul's method of endlessly talking just won't get it done with teenagers. Not then, and not now. This was not the kind of lock-in that Eutychus had in mind. When he was found asleep, he fell to the ground from the third story and was picked up dead. He was way past nodding off. He was way asleep. And yes, the kid actually falls out of the window. He fell three stories down to his tragic and untimely death. To be fair, Paul redeemed himself, miraculously raising the boy to life again. Paul went down, threw himself on the young man, and put his arms around him. "Don't be alarmed," he said. "He's alive." After a quick bite, Paul was back at it, talking on and on until daylight. I know it's a stretch here, but I have to ask, is this what our churches are doing to our students? Are we putting them to sleep and leaving them to spiral downward into the culture of death all around us? In 2018, the Pine Tops Foundation released a landmark research project in which they discovered just how deep the church's challenge is with the young. I'll cut straight to the bottom line. If current trends hold, and the church simply keeps doing what it is presently doing, or not doing, by 2050, the church will lose 40 million of its own young people, those raised in the church. You heard me right. 40 million young people will slip out of our fellowship over the next 25 years. I'm calling it the Eutychus crisis. On second thought, I love how the Pine Tops Foundation styled the name of their study, The Great Opportunity, and I linked to it in today's email. On third thought, how about we call our effort the Eutychus Opportunity? We aren't throwing up our hands, are we? No, sowers, we're putting our hands to the plow. Here's some of the shape of the Eutychus Opportunity as we're seeing it. First, we've got to stop isolating our young within our churches. They need more than each other, a youth pastor, and a few volunteers. They must be woven, knitted, and knotted into the intergenerational fabric and network of the community. This is where the lost art of spiritual parenting comes into play. Second, we've got to help our young receive healing and appropriate salvation from the cancerous cycles of comparison, which pits their God-given identity against someone else's false and often idolatrous Instagram image, all of which is being rabidly fomented by the dark culture of social media's cauldron. Putting a warning label on phones won't get that done. This is where the lost and long-haul practice of what we call banding comes into play. Third, we've got to relearn how to catechize our young by the Word of God with 21st century imagination. Said differently, our young must come to understand that science and technology sit as great to the 100th power grandchildren. They sit on the shoulders of biblical cosmology and theology. Science and technology are newcomers to the game. Our young must come to understand that biblical justice trumps social engineering. Our young must come to understand that the visionary stewardship of creation, including our bodies, is far superior to ideological environmentalism and climate change hand-wringing. I could go on here for hours. Like Paul, the models and methods of 18th century catechesis won't get this done. Seedbed is preparing to sow the seeds of such resources into the young in the years ahead. And fourth, we've got to recover our worship gatherings as places of abiding and demonstrative encounter with the Lord of the church. The lethargy of our liturgy must become retooled and recharged by the ingenuity of Word and Spirit. I believe this is why God raised up the New Room initiative and why He is beckoning us to make new room for the young among us. The Spirit and the bride say, come. And let the one who hears say, come. And let the one who is thirsty come. Let the one who desires to take the water of life without price. That's Revelation 22:17. And don't you love how our text ends today? Let's claim it as a visionary word, a prophetic word, over our young, for the long season of recovery ahead of us. Here it is. The people took the young man home alive and were greatly comforted. I want you to be sure and see today's PS to see how you can get involved with this Eutychus opportunity, a major sowing initiative with Seedbed. Let's pray. Father, we see the crisis of our young all around us, and we understand the trend and the way things are headed. Eutychus is falling. Our young are falling. And to that we want to say, in Jesus' name, with the kind of broken boldness that comes with a tremor in our voice, not on our watch. In Jesus' name, not on our watch. We reclaim our young for the kingdom of Jesus. We will seize any and every opportunity put before us to lay hold of our young with the supernatural love of Jesus. We receive your courage, Jesus. We release our head-shaking, shoulder-shrugging, apathetic helplessness. Where the world sees crisis, we see opportunity. Where the world sees ruins, we see foundations. Come on, Holy Spirit. Lead on, O King Eternal. The day of March has come. Praying in Jesus' name. Amen. And the questions. How is it with the young in your church? Is your church attuned to Eutychus? Why or why not? How can you help? And for our hymn today, we're going to sing one of the great ones we've already tipped. I've already tipped my hat to it. Lead on, O King Eternal. It's one of my favorites. It is number 478 in our Seedbed hymnal, our Great Redeemer's Praise, 478. Lead on, O King Eternal. Three verses. We'll sing them all with all we've got. Lead on, O King Eternal. The day of March is come. Henceforth in fields of conquest, thy tent shall be our home. Through days of preparation, thy grace has made us strong. And now, O King Eternal, we lift our battle song. Lead on, O King Eternal, till sin's fierce war shall cease, and holiness shall whisper the sweet amen of peace. For not with swords loud clashing, nor roll of stirring drums, with deeds of love and mercy, the heavenly kingdom comes. Lead on, O King Eternal, we follow not with fears, for gladness breaks like morning where'er thy face appears. Thy cross is lifted over us. We journey in its light. The crown awaits the conquest. Lead on, O God of might. I love it. I love it. What a hymn. That's a fight song, guys. And we've got the fight of our life here. It's time to get on a war footing, friends. And you know I'm not talking about violence. I'm talking about love. We've got to get on the war footing of love for the young. They are suffering. They're falling out of the windows. And we've got to pray, and then we've got to move. And I want to ask you all to get on board with this campaign. It's going to be long. All right, I've got a PS today I've got to share with you. It's called More on the Eutychus Opportunity. One of the moves we want to make as we enter into fiscal year 25, July 1, is we want to frame and model discipleship bands for Gen Z and emerging adults. If you've noticed, one thing you don't get from Seedbed is a little envelope in the mail every month asking for contributions. We don't think that's the wrong thing. It's just not the thing He's called us to do. The Lord has led us to certify opportunities with Him through a season of prayer, and then to share those opportunities with our friends, also known as you, so that the Lord can then talk to you about your involvement and investment. It's why we call our work in this field fund receiving rather than fund raising. He is the provider. We are the givers, and we are all the recipients, especially those we're called to love and serve, in this case, the young, Gen Z, emerging adults. And the outline of the shape of the opportunity that you heard above, the Eutychus opportunity, that's going to require many hundreds of thousands of dollars over time. There was a lot there. But today, we're praying to receive $60,000 to begin work on this initiative with banding, helping connect the young to each other in bands. I cannot express to you how much this is going to mean. We already see first fruits of it in demonstration plots here and there, and we're ready to take it to the next place of broad sowing, broadcasting. But we're going to start banding and helping the young to band together. You can see the link to our present Discipleship Bands initiative in the PS today. And we're ready to begin as soon as we receive the funding. $60,000, that's the opportunity threshold. If more comes, we'll do more with it in the same Eutychus opportunity spirit. There's a link to give today in the email. Just specify Eutychus if you can spell it. I'm smiling. I know some of you are moved by this. All of you are moved by it. Some of you are sensing guidance and direction and like, yes. And that can be anything. We welcome any and all gifts. We receive them all with great gratitude and enormous stewardship. So there's a link there in the email today in the PS, and I'll keep you updated on how this goes. This is going to make a massive difference. I believe banding is one of the strategies to begin to crack open and break down the wicked problem of the mental illness that we're seeing in the young, particularly anxiety. It is debilitating and so destructive, and it's happening because they're isolated and they're stuck in the worlds that social media is presenting that are false. And we've got to get kids together and led to be able to, over time, share their lives with each other and learn to trust each other in the presence of Jesus. That's where healing, that's where salvation, deliverance, transformation, that's where it all begins to really flourish together. I'll stop there. I'm hearing some of you out there, you're like, stop selling. We're already on board. Stop. So I'm stopping. I'm not selling, though, you know. I'm sowing. Listen, grab your seeds. We got a good Tuesday ahead of us. There's probably some tacos in the offing out there. I'll see you on the field. For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.